Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
A catch for D-Hop that was not a catch, that replay assist already told you was not a catch. You basically challenged the people that already overturned the call. Like, he's not the only coach that's done that this year. I think there's two other examples I remember from earlier on in the season. And
those are the same people.
That's as bad as it gets. You're asking to have the same group that already from upstairs said, oh, you guys screwed up down there. Here's the correct call. You're asking to challenge the people that already overturned the original call. You're asking them to flip it back to the original call when they already replayed assisted. I'm sorry. That's just not a smart challenge. That is bad. No. Someone's got to tell him, hey, I know D-Hop's telling you he caught the ball, and it would have been a hell of a catch if he did, by the way.
It's like a relationship thing. Like, I'll fix him. Like, no, you won't, honey.
There
ain't going to happen.
Issues. In the perspective is this team is 13-1, but like there are blunders like that can potentially cost you a football game in the playoffs. The challenge one was just like, I'm sorry, like that's as bad as it gets. Like, it's one thing to just like, you shouldn't challenge a play before replay assist existed. You are literally just never going to win the challenge that you just challenged. When the replay assist already has changed the call, you're asking them to change it back. It ain't happening.
Like, they're going to look at it more. Patrick Mahomes finished with a 50% completion percentage for 159 yards. They ran the ball okay, but it was really like 3.5 yards a carry, so that wasn't great. DeAndre Hopkins got some catches, but they all seemed like they were for like 5 yards and meaningless. Kelsey wasn't really a factor. Noah Gray got the one good pass play, seemingly, is when they got good protection for once, and he found Noah Gray in the back of the end zone on that first touchdown. They were miserable on offense. Now, I'm going to assume that this is the basement. That what we witnessed yesterday, here's a little positive. Like, that's the floor. That is the absolute worst this offense can look. The fact that they took the ball away 6 times and only managed 21 points.
Is it the worst it's going to look? Woof. They didn't turn the ball over, so I don't know if you can say it can't get worse.
But they didn't
turn the ball over.
That's also why they won. Had they turned it over
that's my
once
point.
Or twice.
So it can't be the worst we'll see, because earlier in the year they were turning the ball over.
Yes, but they were also like getting more first downs and moving the ball. Like, I think fundamentally this is about as bad as the Chiefs offense looked. A big part of it, I'll be honest, is I think I don't know if I don't want to say the yips for a guy like Patrick Mahomes. He is, this year at least, he might be the worst deep ball thrower in the league this year. He's just straight up bad.
5-7 yards off multiple times yesterday.
That's what stands out. It's not just missing or them not being completed. It is the number of deep passes that are nowhere near the receiver. So per Next Gen Stats, Nick Jacobs had pulled this up. Patrick Mahomes is now 9 of 33 on passes 20-plus yards in the air this season. That is 32nd out of 35 qualified quarterbacks in EPA per dropback. So the only people he's ahead of are Baker Mayfield, which is actually surprising, but their offense has been working close to the line of scrimmage, Deshaun Watson, and Caleb Williams. He has been fundamentally, by volume, the worst deep ball thrower in the NFL this year. And yesterday, a couple of those, I'm like, it's not that you're missing. Missing happens. But the deep balls work that way. The week before, right, we joked about because a wide open deep ball got missed by the opponent. Okay. It's the amount by which he's missing that I'm like, what's the timing going on?
I think it's still a lot of it goes back to the offensive line.
Like rushing himself?
Well, go back to majority of this season, when he hasn't had time. Yesterday in the first half, it wasn't the O-line's fault in the first half. That was just flat. He was flat out missing as the lights are flickering in our studio for some odd reason.
Is that bad?
I don't know. That's a sign based on the voodoo you put on the offensive line last segment or something. I don't know what's going on. There's this, some forces are in the building.
But somebody hit the elf inside a breaker box and didn't realize it would cause a problem.
That's right. No, I think the offensive line, the lack of trust there for much of the season has contributed to this. So then when he does get time, he feels like he automatically has to take it. And the touch is just simply off. Like whether it's trying to force it, whether it's just he hasn't thrown it very often, you know what, he's not accurate throwing the ball deep. And it's been that way for a little while this season, for a majority of the season, actually.
And I don't understand.
I mean, he overthrew Xavier by 10 yards on that one.
Well, he and then he threw the one where he had Xavier Worthy crossing underneath and it.
Yeah,
that's a first down. He threw to Watson instead.
It's a first down at least. least. Who knows?
He had a lot of space.
But then he threw it into double coverage to why Justin Watson is the guy running the go route in the first place and you're throwing it to him anyways. I don't know.
Because it used to work. That's the truth.
To Justin Watson, though.
Justin Watson, it used to work. Nah, that's years ago, dude. Things change. I'm, you know, like I used to be 30 pounds lighter. That's not, you know, like I'm just saying part of it is like he used to run those routes. But yeah, he had Xavier Worthy wide open. He's got the deep ball yips. And I like the one to Worthy, the not even that one. The deep ball to Worthy was the one that bothered me the most. He was clear of his defender by 5 to 7 yards, which means you could have dramatically underthrown that ball and it's still a touchdown. And he missed him by a mile.
That was the one that went out of the back of the end zone almost.
That
right?
Again, Worthy's pretty fast. Seems like a guy to be real hard to overthrow by that margin.
He also overthrew Kelsey a little bit because Kelsey had run like a wheel or was going up the sideline and overthrew him a little bit as well.
Yeah, I don't
know. The one where he threw it to Watson.
Kelsey, he was getting pressured on that one. He missed him by a nose. I actually think a 29-year-old Kelsey catches that pass. Do you know someone I'm talking about?
Yeah, where, like, it got off his hand?
I think a 29-year-old Travis Kelce
goes up to
get that one.
Perhaps.
I don't know if it had anything to do with the coverage, and he was just he almost double pumped the one that he eventually threw to Watson. Like you could see him almost like he wanted to throw it, but then he waited a second, stepped up, and then he threw the ball anyways to Watson. I don't know if he saw Worthy and didn't trust it, and then ended up just throwing it deep. But that was the worst one.
Man,
in particular,
that was a frustrating day to watch the offense because the defense just being like, "Here's the ball again."
Time after short fields,
here's the ball again.
Short fields in large part. The one time they got the short field very early, of course, cashed in and got up 7-0. Thank goodness. But yeah, the story of the offense and the struggles down the field has been an all season thing, and I think ultimately it started with the offensive line. Now it's not just them; it's Mahomes is clearly just off and doesn't have the touch of that for a deep pass. We'll see, you know, we'll talk about Hollywood Brown here in a little bit because there's a chance, as much as we're seeing from Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, maybe he gets back in the mix. I don't know if that's deep balls, but maybe it gets you more willing to take some of the underneath stuff that's there. Cause I'm with you, Drew, on the Worthy play. It's not just a first down underneath. He might run for another 30 plus yards and who knows, maybe he houses it as well based off his speed.
It's a screenshot, but I mean, there is no one near him.